In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. The angel of the Lord brought tidings to Mary, and she conceived by the Holy Spirit. Consider these tidings, that message that the angel brought to Mary. She, a young girl, still a teenager, sitting quietly at home, reading perhaps, or at the spinning wheel, just minding her own business, we might say. And suddenly, she is aware of a presence, something, someone fills the room. A sense so powerful, she must stop what she is doing and give him her whole attention. That is what you do when God steps into your life. He did not wait for Mary to be in the temple, like Zechariah, the father of John the Baptist. He did not wait for Mary to be in the temple or some other holy place. He did not wait for her to be at her prayers or reading her Bible. All unawares, he enters and greets her. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. She had never thought of herself in that way, and so she was perplexed, puzzled. In the presence of angels, the ordinary becomes special, and we see ourselves in a new light. Perplexed, more likely terrified, like the shepherds out in the fields 9 months later. But the angel says, "Do not be afraid." That is God's message. The maker of the stars and sky, the Holy One, the source of all holiness, love and grace, is with you now, here. What can it mean? Of course, she did not understand. We do not. We cannot understand. But that does not matter. Do not be afraid. That is all we need to hear. And then the angel tells Mary that God has chosen her. She is the favored one. She is chosen to do something for him. It is a task that will make her even more afraid. You will conceive and bear a child. What can this mean? How can this be? What about her engagement to Joseph and all their plans for the future? Yes, when the Lord is with us, when the Holy Spirit enters our lives, we must expect. We must expect our lives to be turned upside down and inside out. But do not be afraid. And then Mary, what is your answer? The angel is waiting. Soon he must return to his master with your answer. He is waiting, and we wait with him. We, all the members of this fallen human race, we wait. Mary, on your answer, depends our salvation for all of us. Our hope lies in accepting God's invitation to cooperate with him in his work of salvation. We, like Mary, are called to offer what is ours and conceive what is of God. What will your answer be? But why tremble? Do not be afraid. In trust and confidence say, "Behold, the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." I am the servant of the Lord. What a marvelous thought. No wonder that a few weeks later, Mary would sing with joy, "From now on all generations will call me blessed, for the Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name." By doing God's will, by being his servant, we are blessed. She has given her answer. She is the Lord's servant. No slave of Caesar or other worldly concerns, not ruled by passing fashions or personal whims, but the servant of the Lord. What a wonderful thing to be. No longer an obscure peasant girl from an unknown village. She takes her place with Abraham, Moses, the patriarchs, the prophets, John the Baptist, as God's servant. Among those who are members of his household, his friends, whom he invites to sit down with him and eat. To accept the task of God's servant means we receive new status and dignity. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Mary spoke her word, and she received the eternal word. Through her yes, God enters the human story. He becomes Emmanuel, God with us. In her womb, the word becomes flesh, with head and hands and feet. The baby she will place in the manger is the Word made flesh. Do not be afraid. Reassured, she accepts the angel's request. God's will, which is done in heaven, is now done on earth. As with Mary, so with us. Whenever we hear the angel's greeting, we are the servants of the Lord. And as we do his will, his word is made flesh among us too. Amen.